We strengthened market confidence. We learned that the entry pass to negotiate with the customer consists of compliance, quality, service, and cost. With better controls, by 1994, we were suppliers to different customers. To open new markets, Frisa hired engineers able to discuss new product specifications with customers. Eduardo Garcete Junco joined the forging department and coordinated the updating of the organization's system some years later. In 1999, Jose Bravo and Sven Eriksson explored the continental European market from Scandinavia. There were opportunities in repetitive or standard pieces, and in the first year, Frisa was able to achieve sales of a little under $1 million. The company decided to pursue a low-price strategy, and prestigious companies gradually signed up. In 2000, eFrisa made an appearance to put our forging products on each of our customers' desktops. Anecdote. In 2001, Eduardo Garcete and Jorge Cardenas visited several ring rolling companies in Europe, including the leading ones. Observing the technology and the processes was a practice that permitted learning and self-assessment. Jorge saw high productivity and quality in the forgings, maintenance, and execution, but also wrote in his report, "Frisa is definitely in the big leagues and not fighting to not be relegated."